live across the sunny coast.
You can hear the brain cells from here, can't you, sunny coast?
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Well, hello, sunny coast. Happy Thursday afternoon.
Hey, just a quick bone to pick with you before we launch the show.
Mm-hmm.
You were a little late today.
A little late.
Yeah, you were a little late. We had an 11:30. We were supposed to meet early, Sunny Coast. Normally, Ellie rocks in at midday, but we had to meet early, 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
And you were a little late.
Oh, look, I was 2 minutes late, but I was a little bit dishevelled.
You were. You came in, you went, I haven't given myself enough time to get here on time. I'm all out of whack. What made you so out of whack this morning?
Well, I, for the first time ever, last night lay in bed and wrote myself an itinerary for the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
A to-do list of jobs.
Have you got the itinerary ready?
I do.
Oh, the daggers I got across the desk, Sunny Coast. Oh.
That's why I do what I do. I'll let you read it at some stage during today's show. How about that?
Okay, after four.
You can get my rundown of my morning and after you can
four,
see whether it warrants me being late or not.
Yep, after four, Sunny Coast, you're going to get the rundown and we'll pick it apart together, all right? And we'll work out maybe where she might have gone wrong that 11:30, just she was in a bit of a rush to get to work by 11:30 a.m. this morning.
Important jobs, okay? I can read you the first one.
No, we don't. We're going to save it.
Oh, okay.
After four. Before then, though, Sunny Coast, of course, Under the Pump Kids and... We're going to be asking the question, are you the most overdue baby on the sunny coast?
Yeah.
Good friend of the show is pregnant at the moment, about to pop any sec.
She is just messaging me now. We're going to check in with her later because she is so overdue at the moment and she is over it. Right now, though, we did have some sad news to kick off this morning with the death of former One Direction member Liam Payne. So in honour of him, we're going to play a bit of 1D to kick off our show. This
Here
is
we
What
go.
Makes You Beautiful. Let's see. You're
insecure. It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
It's been a big old day for Ellie Chaney, everybody. She had to start work early, real bright and early.
Okay.
She had to set her alarm for God knows when because she had to start work at 11:30 a.m.
Okay.
Normally you start at midday, so this is just, we've never seen a.m. Ellie before.
That's a lie. The other day, you know what? The other day I was here at 8:30, right?
I
was standing. I was standing in reception talking to the receptionist and everyone was arriving for work. I kid you not, I had 10 people arrive within 10 minutes and every single one of them said, oh, didn't realise you're alive at this time of day. What are you doing?
That's
job
a great
is
impression
in, you know
of
what?
Our CEO. Just
I'm
saying.
The last one here each night, okay? Whew. Anyway, go on.
Actually, that's probably Nushka from Digital, to be fair. Okay, so you've actually said to me, you go, I knew I was going to have a busy morning. So I wrote everything down before I went to sleep last night. And guess what, Sunny Coast? I got my hands on this itinerary for today for Ellie. So this is her morning. She has to get to work by 11:30. Let's see what she has to do that made her late.
To be fair,
she didn't get here on time.
At that time, I thought we were leaving at 11. Okay, I'll just preface it by saying that.
Oh, so you should have been here at 11.
Yeah, well, when I wrote the list.
So you're helping dig your own hole here. That's good. Okay, so... Oh, no, look at this. This is good. Oh, okay. So, Ellie's morning. It's on a notes app. 7:30, wake up. So you had a 7:30 alarm.
Yeah,
that's leaving you 4 hours between waking up and getting to work.
Yeah.
And you live 200 metres away.
Yeah.
So this should be a breeze.
Well, I just thought I'd write it down just to...
Everything looks good so far.
Thank
7:30,
you.
Wake up.
Mm-hmm.
7:45, get out of bed.
Okay. I'm trying.
Please tell me you've made this up. This is amazing.
So I'm trying to cut down on my procrastination in the mornings.
15 minutes.
So I thought I'll allow myself 15 minutes to scroll on my phone and wake up properly.
7:30, wake up. 7:45, get out of bed. 8 o'clock, run. Run from what? Responsibilities?
No, I went for a run.
Went for a run. That said 8 a.m. run and 8 a.m. dumbbell workout.
Yeah, I
did
thought
you get
I'll
that
go
done?
For the run. Oh, I did 10 squats and then called it a day.
9 a.m. coffee. 9:30, hang on. So coffee is 30 minutes.
Yeah, because I like to sit outside and have my coffee with the dog.
9:30, call about appointment. Message friend, email Michael Fox, as in the guy from Back to the Future, Michael J. Fox.
He's my accountant.
Okay.
I actually didn't do that.
Shout out, Michael Fox.
Shout out, yeah, shout out.
Oh, you didn't? Okay, so hang on.
I actually didn't
get
that done.
So you haven't, so far, you haven't done your dumbbell workout.
I did a bit of, I did 10 squats.
You didn't email Michael J. Fox.
No.
So really, you've done five, you were supposed to do five things, you've done three of them. What you've done so far is wake up, get out of bed, go for a run and have a coffee.
Well, I was iffy about
the
Michael Fox.
You've been awake for 2.5 hours at this point. We're heading towards 9:45.
Can I say?
No.
I changed it.
Shush, you can't say.
I did something else.
I don't care. I'm going by the list. 9:45, meal prep. Did you do that?
Yeah, I did that.
Okay. 10:30, so 45 minutes of meal prep, solid meal prep.
I did tonight's dinner and lunches for the next 3 days. Thank you very much.
Oh, wow. Look at the efficiency. 10:30, get ready for work. 10:30, get ready for work. Hang, excuse me, an hour?
You saw me when I came in. My hair was
Your hair wasn't
dripping
done.
Wet.
You don't wear makeup. You're wearing a baggy button-up shirt. And some pants.
I fell behind of the timetable.
Do your socks match?
I had to go to Aldi as well, okay?
Oh, very really? Stressful. Sunny Coast, if you were up before, you know, 7:30 to get the kids to work, you know, by 8 o'clock, I'm sorry.
My life is hard, okay?
It's not like anybody else's on the Sunny Coast, I'll tell you that much. Also, shout out Michael J. Fox, still waiting for his email. Yeah.
The phones have been ringing throughout that ad break, and one of our favourites has given us a call. Maddie from Yamundi. Hello, it's been a while.
It's been a hot minute. Life's been hectic.
Sorry, Maddie, have you scheduled in to talk to Ellie? Because she writes everything down in this itinerary, and I don't think she's booked you in.
Well, it's all right. I'm actually
here to speak to you, Taz. Sorry, Ellie. I know we go way back, but
I'm
on Taz's side here. What? My day started at 1:30 this morning, and I'm literally
on my way to work now. Okay. Hang on, you're on your way to work now. Yeah. Why did your day start at 1:30 then? Because some very unintelligent person decided to leave a 2,500-word assignment to the day off to start.
What was the assignment about, Mads?
A subdural hematoma in a footy player and their unconsciousness care.
I was hoping it was going to be something I could ask questions about, but I don't understand half of those words. I understood footy player. That's about it.
He had a bruise and a lump, right?
Well, not quite a bruise, but he had a bubble in his brain, basically.
Oh,
wow.
I was way off.
You were way off.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a bruise.
Now, Maddie, Ellie ran late this morning, even though she was awake for 4 hours prior. Are you running late or are you on time?
I'm well on time. I don't start till 5, but I'm nearly at work.
So what tips could you tell Ellie?
I've washed my hair, I've repotted my plants, I baked cookies.
Yeah, because you're up since 1:30. That's on you, girl. I got up at 7:30. I'm feeling good.
Look, I'm only 2 Red Bulls, a Monster and 2 coffees in, so, you know,
so
who knows what will happen yet.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Now, if you're looking to holiday but not travel overseas, I have the 10 most Instagrammed places across Australia.
Ooh.
Top 10 across the last 12 months or so, according to mortgagebroker.com.au. Sunny Coast does feature on this list. Otherwise, I wouldn't have brought it to the show. But I am thinking that you're going to love it because 4 out of 10, Western Australia.
Hey, that's my hometown.
So you might know a couple of these places.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so number 10, let's fire through sort of 10 to 6 really quickly. Daylesford, Victoria.
Yep.
Broome in Western Australia,
mm-hmm.
Exmouth in WA as well, Port Douglas in Queensland, and Moonta in South Australia. So those are all coming in just under maybe around 500,000 to 750,000 Instagram hashtags. That's kind of how they're basing it over the past 12 months.
Oh, so, okay. So not searches.
Not searches, but most Instagrammable
right. Okay.
Places.
Yep.
Then you've got number 5, Margaret River in WA.
Beautiful part of the world.
Is it?
It's the wine region, Tassie.
That's
so
why.
You can go down there, get yourself a Desi driver and hit them all up.
Just under 1,000,000 hashtags in the past 12 months. Then, I'm going to get this wrong because it's weird, isn't it? Albany.
Oh, you're such an East Coaster.
Albany in WA.
Albany, beautiful beaches in Albany. Very cold down there though, so.
Well.
What?
Yeah. Very cold down there?
So, like, going down there, there's only a certain time of year that you can swim in the beaches because otherwise it's really cold.
Well, guess what? Up there, number three, thank you very much, Noosa.
Hey!
Noosa, the third most Instagrammable place in Australia with almost 2 million hashtags across the last 12 months, only beaten by Byron Bay in New South Wales, which is also its only top 10 entry for NSW.
Is it?
Over 3.5 million Instagram hashtags.
I feel like with those two places, you kind of go to Noosa and Byron to be seen. I feel like if you're a tourist, I think that's a very hoity-toity Aussie tourist place
yeah,
to go.
The top three, like there's 500,000 between the number three and number four. Mm-hmm. And then at number one, almost 5 million hashtags. Mm-hmm. So 2 mil clear of Byron Bay, which is arguably like a go-to young person spot. It's going to use a lot of Instagram hashtags. Richmond, Tasmania.
Oh,
yeah, I've done a little bit of Googling on it. It's like an old town, Tasmania. It's nice. It's beautiful. It's got old bridges and stuff in it that everybody loves taking photos of, but I just don't know how they've done it. Maybe they've rigged the system.
Is it definitely Richmond, Tasmania? Because there are Richmonds in a lot of different states.
It says Richmond, Tasmania with 4.9 million
but
Instagram hashtags.
If people are just hashtagging Richmond... Maybe it's Richmond Tigers. Maybe it's Richmond in South Australia. I'm pretty sure there's one in New South Wales.
Maybe people in those other states are tagging the Tasmanian one, but they don't mean it.
Maybe.
I don't know, but they're 2 mil clear of Byron Bay, which feels to me...
Wrong.
A little wrong. I don't mind being beaten by Byron Bay, but I don't like losing to Richmond in Tasmania. It's just not good enough.
It's true. Who's going to Richmond over Noosa?
I mean, you got Noosa up here, and then people don't talk about, you should go up to Richmond in Tasmania.
I see holes in this research, Taz. I don't believe the Instagrammers.
Don't blame me. Blame mortgagebroker.com.au.
that old chestnut.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, across the CFM building, pretty much people only talk about one thing. And it's our good mate, Beck, from Promotions. She's worked here longer than I've been alive, I think. And she's recently stepped away from her gig because she's about to pop at any minute. Beck, hello.
Hello, guys. How are you going? I miss you.
Miss you. You've been on mat leave for like 3 weeks and the place is falling apart without you.
3 weeks down, 49 to go. I'll be back before you know it.
Oh, good. Counting them down. Now, we wanted to get you on because there's been a bit of chat around the office, as Taz said this week. Every like hour or so, someone will be like, do you reckon she's had the baby yet? And then they're like, Taz was convinced.
I was convinced, actually. Yeah, Beck, I said, I think she had it last night. She's going a bit radio silent for a couple of days, giving herself a couple of days to recover, blah, blah, blah. And then she'll be like, yeah, it just happened on Wednesday. And I was like, yeah, I'm locked in Wednesday night. And then we've heard from you and you're like, nah, not yet. I'm like, damn it. Damn it.
Still waiting. I'm waiting just as patiently as you guys are by the sounds of it.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like we're more invested at this point in time, to be honest.
So we're asking the question at this point, Sunny Coast, you can get involved. 545-11919. How overdue was the baby?
Yeah. Were you the overdue baby or did you have an overdue baby? Because how many days overdue are you now, Beck?
Well, so... I'm not really that overdue. I mean, I'm definitely technically overdue. I'm 40 weeks and 3 days. So my due date was Monday that just passed, the 14th. But, yeah, look, I've been told by midwives and other mothers and stuff that I could go to 41 weeks, 42 weeks
what?
Is sort of the stretch, and then they'll talk about inducing and that sort of stuff.
I thought it was like yeah, so 1 week max that they'll be, let's get it out of there. Is that not the case?
No, so that, well, I mean, every woman is different and obviously talk to your healthcare professional. Don't take advice from me. But
no, don't take advice from this show, full stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they say it's different for every woman. Also, your first pregnancy can differ to your second. So, yeah, who knows? So 40 weeks is full term, but you can go to 42. You can have them at 37. It's all over the place, you know?
So are you just sitting at home twiddling your thumbs being like, all right, just
did you say thick
pop.
Thumbs?
No.
She's put on a little bit of weight, but that's not very nice.
I mean, yeah, I'm trying to take it slow, but you guys know me. Like, I was just down at Woolies buying some stuff and I ran into a girlfriend's mum and she's like, what are you doing here? And I was like, oh, I just need some Mylanta. Also, shout out to the other pregnant mums. They'll get that with the heartburn. I was like, I need some Mylanta. I need some broccoli. I'm going to cook a stir fry. And she's like, go home.
Don't have your water break mid-supermarket or you'll hear this. Can we get a clean-up on aisle four, please? Clean-up on aisle four. Thank you.
I was told a little tip to walk around with a 1.25 litre apple juice. And just in case your water's spilled, you can be like, oh, I've just spilled the juice. Oh,
yes. I thought you meant like as a fun prank. You just spill it anyway.
All right, so Sunny Coast, we're talking how overdue was the baby? 545-11919. We do have a $50 voucher to give away to the new Social House. Thanks to Slipstream Brewing Co. They're fantastic new venue there in Batinia. Great drinks, great food, great people. We were there earlier today. Go and see Eddie and the team. They are awesome.
Yeah, they're having their grand opening party this Saturday night, open to the public. Beck, thank you so much for taking time out of your baby waiting to talk to us this afternoon. We miss you. We love you.
No worries, guys. Love you guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Tammy's in Baringa. Hello, Tammy.
Hi.
Are you an overdue baby or did you have an overdue baby?
I'm an overdue baby. Mine were both born on due date and before due date.
Oh, okay. So they were pretty timely, but you were the overdue one, Tammy.
Yes. So my mum was told that my due date was the 12th of January and my birth date is the 8th of February.
Holy mackerel!
Wow!
She didn't even go into labour. She fell on a train. And they wouldn't let her leave the hospital and they had to induce labour.
She fell on a train and they wouldn't let her leave the hospital. What do you mean?
So she went to the hospital to get, like, a checkup because she'd fallen while heavily pregnant.
Yeah.
And because she was so overdue, they wouldn't let her leave the hospital until she had me.
Oh, my. Fell on the train. She probably had a little bit of movement from the train and she would have just toppled over. She was probably belly poking out so much.
I've got the calendar in front of me. That's almost, it's a day under 4 weeks after due date.
What are you doing
and
those
I was
four
covered
weeks?
In a real thick layer of Burnix, which is a film on the baby to protect the skin after birth.
Oh, you can tell you're talking to two people that haven't been parents yet, Tammy, because we both went, ugh. As soon as you said thick layer, we went, ugh.
Were you a big baby, Tammy?
I was her biggest, but I was only, 8.87.
Oh, is your mum with you right now?
Yeah.
Mum, was that the worst 4 weeks of your life?
It was the best 4 weeks of her life. She got to have me extra long.
So true.
I was 2 weeks late.
You told me this earlier today and it blew my mind because I didn't know that you could be 2 weeks late.
Yeah.
I'm hearing that you absolutely can. We heard from Tammy from Baringa before saying she was 4 weeks late.
Yeah, I was two and I was a pretty heavy baby. I think I was 9-point-something-ish. My parents will correct me if I am wrong there, but yeah, I was a big baby.
That's very heavy.
And Dad's just messaged the family chat. He says, but you only arrived because your mum drank castor oil recommended by her midwife and it worked within a few hours. So
what,
just
lubricate from head to...
Yeah, that's right. Just slid right out. Sorry, that's a bit gross, isn't it, talking about my own birth like that?
She did not drink castor oil. I think that's a joke, Tassie. That's got to be it. Castor oil, isn't that what you put in the car?
No, it's a vegetable. That's a vegetable. It's a type of vegetable oil made of castor beans.
Oh, I've just Googled it. It's a powerful laxative. I bet it is.
Beck. Natural moisture. Drink that. Get some castor oil into your love. It worked
for
with
cleaning.
Me.
What?
Let's go to the phones. 545-11919. How overdue was the baby?
Yeah, Jen is in Bocarina. Jen, who was the overdue child in your life?
I was overdue and all three of my children have been overdue.
Okay, so how overdue were you, Jen?
I was only 2 days.
Okay. Oh, that's all right. Okay, so if that's to be listened to, then Beck could have it any moment.
True.
Beck's 2 days at the moment. Yeah.
And my first was 5 or 6 days, but my second was 14 days.
2 weeks.
The big old 2 weeks. That, okay.
I actually didn't mind. I really didn't want to go back through giving birth again. So any extra time was good. So she was the longest. The other two were about a week, and then, they wanted me to go in, and I really didn't want to be induced, so I just kept avoiding it. But then she came within 4 hours of labour starting, so.
Yeah, oh, that's good. Just slipped right on out. Okay.
Sort of. It was the worst 4 hours of my entire life.
Taz, can you just do that sound effect you just did about what you think childbirth sounds like? Jen, did you hear that? Do you think that's accurate?
If only it was that easy.
Oh, all right. Okay, we get it.
Sorry.
Sorry. It's inaccurate. Oh, Jen, great story. Thank you so much for your call, sister.
No worries. Thanks.
Now we have to give away a $50 voucher to Slipstream Brewing Co. Their brand new venue, Social House in Batinia. Great drinks, food and people as well. That $50 voucher, I don't think we can pass up Tammy from Baringa, who we heard of about 5 or 6 minutes ago.
And we knew...
4 weeks.
Yeah, we knew that Tammy's mum was in the car with her. And I think, Tammy, if you're listening right now, you need to take your mum to Slipstream and buy her a beer to say thank you for those 4 weeks.
Yeah, that's right, because this phone topic really gave her some serious flashbacks that maybe she'd forgotten about.
Absolutely.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
We did tell you 3.5 minutes ago that we were going to say call now for Venom tickets.
Yeah, we feel like Oprah this afternoon. You get a double pass. You get a double pass. We're hosting a movie preview Wednesday, October 23, Venom, The Last Dance. Don't miss the action comedy starring Tom Hardy at Event Cinemas the day after, which is October 24.
You want to do the honours of opening up the phone lines, Tazzy?
Okay, the phone lines, the line you need, 545-11919 is our number. We've got 5 of these bad boys to give away. I think we've got even more, to be fair. Ooh. Give us a call. We'll give them away right now. 545.
They're open.
Jeez, Skrillex.
That's the sound that comes on every time we open the phones.
Skrillex, turn it down, buddy. Okay, let's go to the phones. Is this Sarah from Parigian?
It is, yes.
Hello, Sarah. You are going to Venom.
Yay!
Good on you, sister. We will see you there.
That's her 2 seconds of fame. Move on. Abby from Mountain Creek, hello.
Hello, how are you going?
We're good, Abby. Fancy a free trip to the movies on us?
I would love that.
Great.
Cool. We'll see you then. Let's go to beer. Let's go to Biwa. Brendan, hello.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good, Brendo. Brendos. You want to go to Venom?
Yes, I do.
Great. Well, guess what? You are.
That'd be ideal. So
ideal, he says.
Yes,
ideal.
Well, I mean, you know, and give the tickets off to the missus and make her happy.
Absolutely. Oh, look, it's date night. Sorted for you.
Yeah, something along those lines.
Good on you.
Someone else, but you know.
Okay.
Brandon.
Before we go to the next caller, you have to cut them off mid-sentence.
No, I couldn't possibly.
They do win, but you have to cut them off mid-sentence.
All right, okay.
You're in control.
All right, Dave from Budrum, is that you?
It is, yes.
Hi, Dave. You've won tickets to Venom.
Awesome. That's bloody salubrious.
Oh, he said salubrious. I can't cut him off now.
No, you need to.
Are you excited to see Venom, Dave?
I am very...
Hey! I did it!
Oh, the magic of live radio. We love it. Okay, one more double pass. Let's go to Malulabar. Is this Barry?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Bazza, we'll see you Wednesday, October 23. We're all going to see Venom a day early, mate.
Beautiful. It's on my birthday too.
Oh, perfect. We'll have to get the whole cinema to sing happy birthday to you then, hey?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Sorry, I'm not coming anymore.
What have you been up to today, Baz?
Running, kid.
Oh. There we go. Cut him off.
You know what? I'm going back to Dave. I cut you off before and I just wanted to say I apologise. Taz made me do it, okay?
That's fine.
You cut him off. That wasn't me. That was you, Taz. This is not
Sarah,
good.
Abby, Brendan, Dave, Barry, all double passes. Well done, guys.
The people pleaser in me is not happy right now, okay?
Oh, well. We're giving them tickets.
CFM.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
When did having a little bit of a sesh... A romantic sesh.
Oh, yeah, we're talking romantic
we're
sesh.
We're talking romantic sesh.
Oh, I've completely misread this question all afternoon. I was looking for sesh gremlins.
Oh, no. People on the source. I'm talking a smoochy smooch sesh.
Oh.
When did that end in a bit of damage? Okay.
Okay.
The reason I ask, now let me paint a picture for you right
An
now.
An intimate sesh.
An intimate sesh.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep.
Whole bunch of people. Headed to the Olivia Rodrigo concert in Melbourne the other night.
Yes.
Right?
Great.
Rocked out, had a great old time. Then they all left in various ways, shapes and forms. One couple left via Melbourne Central Station, which is arguably one of the busiest train
Massive.
Stations.
Massive. Oh, yeah, and it's so confusing when you're there too.
Yeah, yeah. So they left and thought, you know what, Olivia did such a good job, I'm feeling a little frisky.
At Central.
At Central. And so they decided to head behind a stairwell and, you know, have a bit of fun.
Now, not the quietest place in Melbourne.
No.
Arguably, you'd struggle to find somewhere late that at night after a show that would be busier.
Well, true. But also, hotels are expensive, you know?
Yeah.
A hotel in Melbourne will cost you $400 these days.
Awesome.
You don't want to do that. Mm. So whilst they're doing that, things get a little bit out of hand and all of a sudden something gets nudged. And that thing was the sprinkler. Which meant not only did Melbourne Central Station, but another train station in the Melbourne CBD flooded from their session.
No way. 545-11919. When did the intimate sesh cause a bit of damage? And you're winning double passes to the Rum Fire event. It's back at Sunshine and Suns, Saturday, November 2nd. You can grab your tickets today or this free double pass with us if you've got a story.
Yeah, it could be property damage. It could be physical damage. I had a friend who had a sesh with a partner in the bathroom, in the shower.
Yeah.
Slipped over and he dislocated his knee.
Oh, no. Not what you want. Beck from Deception Bay, did you have a bit of a sesh that caused a little bit of damage?
Okay, so we were having a little sesh and my partner had recently had a surgery on his leg and then we accidentally ripped the stitches open.
No. Whereabouts on the leg was the stitches, Beck?
Near the thigh.
Yeah, okay, they were close.
Oh, yeah. Well,
to the regions.
Exactly. It's a part that is utilised in that situation.
Thighs are not unimportant.
Thighs are not unimportant.
In the sesh.
Never neglect the thigh.
Or how many stitches are we talking, Beck?
Oh, like 7, 8.
Whoa.
Like a fair, like the wound fully split open. So, yeah.
That would have stopped proceedings pretty quickly.
Uh-huh.
You'd hope.
You got it.
So what did? Was it straight to hospital to get it stitched back up again?
Dressing on it for the night and then back in the morning to get it
redressed. He would have had to calm down first.
It's so true.
You know, you can't go from that state, you know, to the hospital. You have to calm down, then you can go to the hospital.
Did you have to have the awkward conversation with the doctor, letting the doctor know how the injury happened or...?
No, I think he made up a story that next day.
That is one of those things that you lie through.
Yeah.
You're like, well, they're never going to know. Yeah. They're never going to realise.
Yeah, I was just jumping on the trampoline. You know, that's how I did it.
Definitely. That was exactly it, yeah.
It got caught on the clothes or something that I was wearing.
Oh, Beck, thank you for sharing, sister. That is a great story.
Thank you.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM, it's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
I read an article that has...
Well done.
Thank you, I'm so smart. It shocked me, though. Mm-hmm. It's from the Sunshine Coast News. They have said the Sunshine Coast is the most expensive real estate market to buy into in Queensland.
Oh, my gosh.
And the fourth most expensive in Australia.
No!
What?
No!
What?
Yeah, that's tough.
So our median for to buy a house in the Sunny Coast.
This is going to hurt.
So sorry, you got to be a millionaire. It's $1,044,000.
That's the median.
The median.
That's not even the average.
That's not. No.
So, over a mil.
Yep. It's pushed the Gold Coast into second place, so it's now cheaper to buy a house on the Gold Coast. And Brisbane, even cheaper. Brisbane's only
$882,000.
Right? Sydney's median. We all know Sydney's is...
It's so tough because if you want to buy, you just got to get in as soon as you can.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Every year you leave it. Like I've been trying to save and trying to get in for a couple of years and it's been a big point of contention in my life and my relationships and family and all sorts. Mm-hmm. Every year I leave it or I miss out on buying a house.
It goes up.
It's got worse and worse and worse.
But there's a chance it could drop. I mean,
right.
The Sunny Coast, it's probably not. Because it's just exploding. Our population's exploding.
Why would anything go down? It's like the cost of, you know, lollies going down. Nothing ever goes down. Just goes up.
To be fair, houses do. Houses fluctuate. They go up and down a bit.
They won't.
I mean, they're not going to drop heaps. But, well, just thank your lucky stars you're not living in Byron Bay.
Oh, is that number one?
Yeah. The sales median is 1.9 million. Yeah.
1.9.
Where's Barrel Mittagong?
Can you not swear on the radio, please? Seriously.
Mittagong is the second most expensive.
Do you want to know
Sydney's
what state?
In third.
Have you got what state that's in?
No, it just says Bowral Mittagong.
Keep saying it. I'm sure it gets better.
Do you need me to spell it for you?
Bowral
Surely it's
Mittagong.
Near Byron, I reckon. It'd be New South Wales for sure.
Definitely haven't spelt it right. It's in New South Wales. And it's, is it inland? No.
Surely not. It's got
to
be coastal.
It's taking me back to the Sunshine Coast. And I don't care enough to Google it again.
Fair enough.
So, you know what?
Well, our median sales price growth. Are you enjoying this?
It's Bowral Mittagong. That's what it is because it's.
Oh, well, you tell the Sunshine Coast News that. They've put a G at the end.
No, that's not what. No, I was making a joke because it's gone because I tried to Google it and it went. It disappeared. It went over your head.
Yeah.
I said Bowral Mittagong.
Oh, sorry, Taz.
It's great. It was a great gag.
It was a great
gag. But you were confused.
I know. Well, I was just too focused on all my stats. I'm a property. I'm a bloody property expert now.
That's why they call you Property Cheney.
And apologies to the Sunshine Coast News for just dragging your name down when it was just me not getting Taz's stupid joke.
You thought, hang on, Taz is right here and Sunshine Coast News has got it wrong. No, they get it right. We don't.
Anyway, we're all broke. Buying houses is hard.
Over a mil.
Yeah, sorry, bud. There you go.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Can't touch this. Stop. Titbit time.
All right, Tazzy, hit me with a titty.
Here we go. So the LNP has committed to a conservation and education package that would include permanent moorings off of Old Woman Island.
So you can pop your boat out there.
Did a little bit of Googling, and I've grown up here, Sunny Coast. I've known Old Woman Island as Old Woman Island my entire life. I am the ripe old age of 31 when I found out that it's actually called Majimba Island.
Yes, correct.
Oh, you knew that?
Yes, I knew that.
Oh, I thought this was news. This is pretty much my tidbit.
No.
Oh, really?
I think I knew of it as Majimba Island before I knew of it as Old Woman Island.
As kids, it was just Old Woman Island. Old Woman Island, because apparently an old woman used to live on it or something. There's some sort of legend.
I assumed it was because it kind of looks like an old woman hunched over.
That's what we also used to say in high school as well. Yeah. But apparently not. So I'm going to have to do a bit of Googling and research my entire life.
There you go.
Is Pincushion Island also called Pincushion Island?
Probs not.
Probs
in fact,
not.
It's definitely not. It's definitely got a proper name, doesn't it, on Google Maps?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
We are Googling a lot this show. We need a producer.
I'm just feeling like maybe I don't know as much. It's called Pincushion Island if you go via Google Maps.
There you go.
Thank you very much. But, yeah, Old Woman Island, it's actually called Majimba Island. I prefer Old Woman. Thank you very much.
Do you?
Don't cut that. I need context for that. I prefer the island name, Old Woman Island.
You realise with the audio editing software I can still cut out you saying island name. I prefer Old Woman. And my name's Taz. CFM.
No.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. Back to me. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.